Kaizen emphasizes small improvements. Imagine you want to overcome your sugar addiction. You decide to see a hypnotherapist who claims he can eliminate your sweet cravings in just 5 sessions. It's a costly choice, but you feel you've exhausted all other options. After your last session, you leave feeling empowered. For a whole week, you don't experience any sugar cravings. However, a couple of weeks later, you have a rough morning and find yourself at a vending machine, reluctantly buying a candy bar. As you put your coins in, you regret spending money on hypnotherapy. We live in a society that expects quick results, so it's no surprise that many health and self-help trends promise immediate success. A more effective way to change habits is to take small steps, repeating them until you see progress. This is the essence of the Japanese concept of Kaizen. Kaizen means change in Japanese, but the Kaizen method started as a business approach created by the US government to help Japan recover its economy after World War II. Kaizen has been credited with the success of many Japanese companies, especially Toyota. The company calls it the Toyota Way, and they use Kaizen to improve their product lines by gradually reducing waste while enhancing quality. A path to improvement. By the 1980s, Japanese companies were performing so well that American businesses started to worry. As a result, Kaizen returned to the US as an organizational approach, highlighted in the book Kaizen: The Key to Japan's Competitive Success by Masaaki Imai. In his book, Imai advises managers to set short, medium, and long-term goals based on 4 key areas: business growth, product quality, customer service, and staff motivation. He emphasizes that every employee, from the receptionist to the CEO, should be encouraged to share ideas for improvement. The focus is always on achieving long-term goals through continuous improvement by making small changes. Imai also points out that Kaizen can be applied in many areas beyond business. Whether you want to adopt a healthier lifestyle, improve your savings, or rethink your career, Kaizen can help guide you toward success. The first step is to understand your current situation. Analyze your habits first. Think about the basic activities you do daily, like drinking water or checking your phone. Now, imagine if you had to concentrate all your mental energy on each of those tasks every single time. You would likely feel mentally drained very quickly. This highlights why we form habits in the first place. According to Ben Gardner, a senior lecturer in psychology at King's College London, our brains lock in repeated actions to save mental resources for more significant tasks. However, this locking in of behaviors presents challenges when we want to change them. Gardner explains that we learn habits through rewarding signals that are repeated over time. For instance, if you eat sugary snacks during stressful moments, and it helps you cope, your brain connects stress with sugar. This connection grows stronger with repetition, leading you to reach for a chocolate bar whenever you're stressed. To change your habits, start by analyzing your current behavior. The first step of Kaizen is to examine your habits by taking stock of your life. Reflection on life priorities. Start by taking a piece of paper and dividing it into sections. Everyone has different life priorities, but common categories might include home, health, career, and relationships. For each area, ask yourself if you're doing everything possible to achieve happiness. If your focus is on your career and you feel vaguely unhappy in your job, break it down into smaller parts, like researching, administration, and networking. Write down what you love or dislike about each aspect. Take your time and be honest. You might discover that the real issue is a lack of work-life balance. Instead of only listing your unhappiness, boost your motivation by including new challenges you want to tackle. Are there any activities you've always wanted to try or things you wish you hadn't given up on? Consider physical challenges you've always dreamed of. Make a list of activities that interest you. Once you feel satisfied with your inventory, you should have one or more goals to pursue. The next step is to plan your actions. Start with tiny commitments. When Sir David Brailsford took charge of the British cycling team in 2002, the team was not performing well. To boost their performance, Brailsford focused on breaking down cycling into small components, everything from the cyclist's diet to bike upkeep, and aimed to improve each aspect by just 1%. Rather than striving for perfection right away, Brailsford adopted the Kaizen approach, which focuses on making small improvements that add up over time. This gradual progress sparked a contagious enthusiasm among the previously struggling team, leading them to win most of the gold medals at the 2008 and 2012 Olympic Games. As King's College senior lecturer Benjamin Gardner points out, the human motivation system can be unpredictable because people don't see immediate rewards from good behaviors. This unpredictability makes it tough to change habits that provide instant gratification, like skipping steak or quitting smoking. Kaizen techniques effectively transform these habits because they cause minimal disruption while encouraging progress. Reflecting Brailsford's idea of contagious enthusiasm, taking that first small step toward your goal can motivate you to take the next step and the one after that. Take small steps toward your goal. Ask yourself, what is the smallest, easiest step you can take toward your goal? For instance, if you want to cut meat from your diet, could you try being vegetarian for 2 nights a week instead of one? Or could you include one more vegetarian recipe in your meals? The change should be so minor that you hardly notice its effect. If you want to develop a physical habit like running, start by planning your route. Walk it a few times before slowly adding short runs. Experts recommend this step-by-step approach, making it easier to maintain changes early on and increasing the chances of lasting change. After setting your goals and initial steps, write them down. Next, let's decide on a time frame to complete them. Set time frames for goals. Once you have a long-term goal, the next Kaizen step is to divide it into smaller short and medium-term goals. Breaking your goal into smaller parts not only makes it seem more manageable but also allows you to organize your actions with a clear timeline. For instance, if your long-term goal is to learn a new piece on the guitar, the very first step could be simply listening to it. Then, you could dedicate 5 minutes a day to practice a section of it, which would be your medium-term goal. You can keep practicing that part until you've mastered it. Following the contagious enthusiasm approach of Brailsford's cycling team, you will likely want to gradually increase your daily practice time until you can play the piece well. What should you do about goals that don't have a clear endpoint? If you want to create lasting habits like eating healthier or picking up a new hobby, it's essential to track your progress. For example, if your goal is to take up yoga, you can make it measurable by stating, "I want to participate in one yoga class every week." The Kaizen philosophy encourages you to adjust your timeline based on your natural pace. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, instead of increasing your practice duration, consider making it smaller. For example, if you struggle to write 200 words of a novel each day, reduce it to just 100. While this may seem minimal, having 700 words at the end of the week is better than having none. As you accumulate words, you're more likely to keep going. Keep in mind that in Kaizen, the goal is not to simply check tasks off a to-do list. The focus is on making ongoing improvements through small steps. The important thing is to pay attention to where you're stepping as you progress. Track habits and review progress. Hani Motoko, recognized as Japan's first female journalist, believed that managing finances was crucial for happiness. In 1904, she created a journaling system called Kakaibo to assist women in tracking their spending. Still popular in Japan today, Kakaibo helps users keep a record of all their incoming and outgoing expenses. Motoko emphasized the importance of writing down expenses as a mindful way to understand spending habits. She advised reviewing the ledger monthly to evaluate spending patterns and identify goals for the upcoming month. Similarly, tracking progress is a key element of the Kaizen process. Reflecting on past weeks and months can motivate individuals by showing how behaviors have evolved, while also highlighting areas for improvement. The author suggests starting a bullet journal, which is a customizable journaling method similar to Kakaibo. The format will depend on the habits you want to track. One way to organize it is by turning the page of your notebook horizontally, writing the days of the month at the top, and leaving a blank column on the side for listing goals in bullet points. If you accomplish a goal on a specific day, shade the corresponding horizontal space. This approach provides a clear visual representation of your progress. Simplify habit tracking. If journaling isn't your style, you can easily jot down bullet points in a note-taking app on your phone. Your smartphone can be a valuable tool for tracking progress, with numerous apps available to measure habits, such as daily step counts or sleep quality. Choose the method that suits you best, as long as you're actively tracking the habits you want to change. At the end of the month, take time to review your achievements. This reflection will help you identify what you want to improve in the following month. Then, set new monthly goals and adjust your habit trackers accordingly. Kaizen promotes gradual, personal growth. Imagine you decide to take up drawing, dedicating 1 hour each week to this new hobby. At first, everything goes well, but then you receive upsetting news: your apartment lease won't be renewed as expected, and you must move out next month. This stressful situation likely means you'll have to pause your drawing for a while. Starting new habits or dropping unhealthy ones can be thrilling. However, tough times like a sudden relocation or losing a job can make it easier to abandon your goals. The key is to practice patience with yourself. No matter the circumstances, blaming yourself for not achieving your goals is unhelpful. It's important to remember that everyone progresses at their speed. Studies show it can take anywhere from 18 to 254 days for a new behavior to become automatic. This wide range indicates that forming habits varies greatly from person to person and from habit to habit. The advantage of Kaizen is its flexibility and personal touch for long-term change, so pay attention to what suits you. Being aware of your feelings and actions will help you know when it's time to take a step back. Just because others are enthusiastic about a challenging workout routine doesn't mean it's right for you. Simple steps to achieve goals. If you find it hard to meet short-term goals, go back to the smallest action you can take. For example, if you feel too down to run 5 kilometers, try taking a short walk instead. Doing something small is better than doing nothing, and it helps you gradually reach your goal. If you face challenges, just wait until you're ready and take that small step again. Most importantly, don't get too focused on final goals. The Kaizen approach emphasizes continuous improvement. Referring to Toyota's car production line, it's all about improving your methods as you make progress. Key points. 1. Kaizen focuses on small, gradual improvements to create lasting change. 2. Success takes time, and quick results may not lead to real progress. 3. Start by analyzing your habits to understand what needs to change. 4. Break your goals into tiny, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. 5. Track your progress to stay motivated and see how far you've come. 6. Be patient with yourself, as forming habits takes time and consistency. 7. Focus on continuous improvement, not just the end result.